Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. He's worthy. Amen. It's awesome to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's awesome to be able to serve the Lord. Look, I'm thankful, amen, for what God is doing. I want you to know that you are putting a long-term investment in every time that you come. Amen. A long-term statement in Jesus' name that I believe, amen, in the work of Calvary and the purpose of that work. I believe, amen, in, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost and the new birth experience. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm not going to waste it. Praise God. Amen. It's an honor to be here. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's always an honor to be here in the house of God. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Greeley, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Dyke, in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's always, amen. You've got good leadership here. And I want to encourage you just to really dive in. Amen. You know, a year from now is different from a year in the past. When you really think about it, a year from now, time is compressed. We are this much closer to the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And whatever in Jesus' name, amen, whatever push that you can do, amen, this is the time to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. 8 souls have been filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And we're thankful for that. We really are. But the real work on those, amen, begins now. Praise God. A lot of encouragement to come to church. Amen. Encouragement to get into the Bible in Jesus' name. Because, amen, coming in, praise the Lord, it's all about finishing. Amen. It's all about finishing. Hallelujah. God bless all of you, amen, that have reached, touched, handed out papers, amen, brought people to the house of God. Really appreciative of that. Amen. And I'm going to turn to Matthew, the 15th chapter and the 21st verse. 15th chapter and the 21st verse. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm excited to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I'm excited to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Another opportunity to give God praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This really is all that there is. Can I say that to you? This is really all that there is. There's a lot of things that grab for your time, your energy, your money. There's a lot of things that say what is important. But amen, this is really all that there is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to start with verse 21. Amen. And then Jesus went thence and departed unto the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. Amen. Thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. Amen. He answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. That's quite an invitation to the church, isn't it? Hallelujah. Let's keep going. It gets worse. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, that's in red letter in my Bible. Hallelujah. This is going to be an encouraging message, by the way. Then came she and worshiped him. Now, after this three verses, she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. Amen. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Oh, praise the Lord. Now I want to go to Acts 2 and 36. Amen. Acts 2 and 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify, and saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Hallelujah. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up your name and we thank you, Lord God, for this service. We thank you, God, for your presence that is here tonight. And we thank you not only for that, but Lord, for the unction, the desire that you're putting in, oh God, souls tonight in the name of Jesus Christ to press forward to receive everything that they, oh God, that you have for them in the name of the Lord God. We come, oh God, right now with open hearts, oh God, with desire, with hunger and thirst in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're faithful, that if we ask, you shall receive. We seek, we shall find. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise right now. We declare your glory. We declare your dominion. We declare your power in the name of Jesus. We declare, oh God, every heart, oh God, is receiving right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We, oh God, declare that the prince of this area is under our feet, under the feet of this church in the name of the Lord God. And Lord God, not only the eight, but, oh God, but the eight would be established, oh God, in the house of God, and that, Lord God, many more souls will come in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Let hunger and desire, oh God, and will, oh God, arise in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Within your people, oh God, that your kingdom would be established in a major way, oh God, in this community, in Jesus' name. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah, God. Give him a hand clap in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, help the preacher preach. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach to you from this subject. Crumbs have a purpose. Crumbs have a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. There are crumbs everywhere. Amen. When I look around, I see a lot of families represented. Amen. And crumbs is defined as a little piece of bread or cake or biscuit or something. Oh, I heard cookie. Hallelujah. Amen. Obviously, amen, we're family people around here. Hallelujah. I want you to know that crumbs are everywhere. If you're a parent, amen, of a small child, I'm sure that you can concur. Amen. I don't hear you saying amen, but I know that you can concur. Hallelujah. Just when you thought you'd found them all, that you find that last one, amen, in the dustpan. Or you put it in the dustpan and then another one with its comrades shows up under a pillow. Hallelujah. Thank God that the wash machine washes all the evidence away. Hallelujah. Amen. And I've been kind of picking on teenagers maybe a little bit too much this week, but there's my one last dig. Amen. When you're finding a teenager, you're going to find pizza somewhere. Hopefully it's not in the bed. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Y'all can get me after church. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, don't be discouraged. There's a positive side to crumbs. There's a positive side to it. Amen. Every one of them still have a purpose. If you don't believe it, ask Mr. Bug or Mr. Mouse or ask the dog. Amen. All of them have, amen, crumbs have purpose. It may not look like much to you. Amen. It may have seem to have lost its pre-designated place. It's small. It's even tiny. But crumbs have a purpose. Praise God. Brings to my mind, amen, that Jesus used a different term, but when he fed the 5,000 and the 4,000, he says, make sure you collect all of the fragments. Make sure everybody had been fed. Amen. That was more than 5,000 men. Probably that was 15,000 people, because the men represented the family, probably a wife and at least a child. Amen. The 4,000, the same thing. I don't know what kind of number that would have been. Maybe about 12,000, maybe. But, amen. He made sure that they would collect the fragments. Doesn't tell us what happened to the fragments or what it was given to, but what it did tell us is that God has an idea, has an eye on small things. Well, praise the Lord. It indicates that there's a purpose. Amen. There's nothing in God's word that's ever there by accident. Oh, hallelujah. Never there, amen. It's all, there's mixed messages in this story that I've just read. Amen. And I dare say that crumbs outnumber the loaves, amen. But there are lots of them. There's more of them, amen. And they are uncelebrated, and they don't necessarily see their significance on their own. We don't hear much from them, but, amen, where I get excited is this, oh, praise the Lord, that, amen, when the master, amen, shows up, it can generate faith that even the smallest thing can arise to the fullness of his potential. Now, I want you to know, if the devil can't kill you, Amen. He wants to steal your potential. Oh, praise the Lord. I want you to know that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I come here tonight and I want to really direct my attention to the lost. Amen. Because in this world, friend of mine, there's a lot of things. If you notice, amen, how this story progresses and, you know, nobody likes to be ignored by the master. Nobody likes, amen, to come to church and nobody shakes their hand or hugs their neck. Amen. I mean, nobody likes that. Amen. But here this happened to this lady, but something got a hold of her to make her make the trip. I don't know that it was a long trip. Amen. Jesus did come into the coast of Syre and Sidon and another, in the other place where it's talked about in Mark. Amen. She's called a Syrophoenician woman. I don't think she came a long distance, amen, to get to him, but amen, everywhere, amen. Thank God you're in a church that preaches Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I mean, you're gonna see Jesus you're gonna see it on the signs, you're gonna hear it in the songs, and amen, there's something about Jesus that ought to draw us. Hallelujah. If you're here for the very first time, amen, there, you need to understand that you are in a place that understands who it is that is our salvation. Jesus itself means, that name means Jehovah is become salvation. There is no salvation in any other. For there is none other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be filled. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. This woman, was inspired into this journey. She had to have known that she was gonna feel a little bit out of place. Amen. She was a Canaanite. She was a woman of Canaan. She was going to be approached, you know, Jew. And for us in this society, that may not seem to be a big deal because we live in a hodgepodge society. Oh, praise the Lord. But there's something about that in that day, there was quite a separation between Jews and Gentiles. Literally, Jews thought that Gentiles, which is probably all of us, if you're Jewish here, I don't know that you are, amen, but they thought, amen, Gentiles to be dogs. Hallelujah. But you know what? When you're a mama and your kid is sick and you don't have any kind of, you don't have health care and, amen, you don't have any other way. Hallelujah. You'll even go to what someone would even describe as an enemy if they've got healing power because that's your baby. You birthed them. Oh, praise the Lord. You know what? Amen. Something drove her, amen, to Jesus. And I'm thanking God. And I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, I believe that with stories like this, and I'm glad it's in the Bible, I'm glad we have a Bible, and we ought to be reading the Bible, oh praise the Lord, but it ought to drive you, amen, to say, in this day, and this time, if she can do it, I can do it. Amen. If she can get up, amen, in inconvenient circumstances and press, hallelujah, this thing has got to mean something to you and to her. That child meant something to her. Hallelujah. But you may be here without a child, but amen, your soul ought to be worth it. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Put it in high gear. Get to the edge of your seat. We're not just marking time here. We're not just marking moments, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to understand that this woman came and she made her approach. And if you could put your personality in there when she's ignored, and then those that are in leadership, amen, seem to say, we don't want your kind here. And then, amen, then she keeps on pressing, and it says, amen, you're out of place, and this is the Savior. Amen. There was something about the love of God, amen, that pushed this woman to say, the words that I'm hearing is not really the heart of the man that I'm looking at. You see, God has a way, amen, of pulling desire out of you and finding hunger and searching it out. And come on, people, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm thankful for the pews, but I'm going to tell you, the church of the living God didn't start off with pews. Hallelujah. That was a religious kind of invention, and it can be intoxicating, but you're in a place for the mind that we look beyond the chairs and beyond the pews, and amen, we push a little bit and we raise our hands and we get engaged. Oh, hallelujah. Because amen, amen, we come, amen, not to see the decor, but we come because Jesus is the one. And if he, amen, is the author and the finisher, hallelujah, of our faith, I'm going to get it started and I'm going to see it finished in Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at it like this. Hallelujah. He calls it forth, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's crumbs in this context of just regular people, just living life, and things happen to you, and many kind of needs, amen, happen in, amen, your life. But I'm going to tell you, amen, this woman was one of the nameless many, hallelujah, that had been encumbered by an attack from the devil. Amen. She's not the only one. She was an assaulted. She was there was an assault upon her daughter. There is something called a spirit of infirmity. It's not just because something's hanging in the air. Amen. There's spirits of infirmity that don't want you, amen, to rise up. But I'm going to tell you, amen, that there's a God, amen, that can heal you in the name of Jesus. Thank God that the word of the Savior came to her and came to her neighborhood. Jesus, amen, had gone into her area. Well, praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, there was a word of hope that she could attach to, that there was a push that happened in her heart. I'm going to tell you in Jesus' name, whatever, amen, you come out of, whatever, amen, you're struggling with, oh, praise the Lord, there is, amen, a God that can answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Tonight, amen, we're going to be talking about push. We've been talking about much of it, much of the week, but I want you to know, friend of mine, amen, we got a generation that has been brought so low that sometimes it's even become difficult for some because of what's the mental place to bring even a hand to the mouth. But she could have gone down in despair. She could have gone down in helplessness. But I'm going to tell you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. She could have drowned herself in the opiates of the day. She could have pushed, amen, it out of her mind that this is not for me. Amen. That this battle was above her pay grade. But I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, hallelujah, you are in the presence of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, you may feel yourself nameless. You may feel yourself hopeless. Maybe you haven't heard a word of encouragement yet in this place. But God knows who you are. And there's a place that you can allow faith to start generating in you. In Jesus' name, because the miracle worker, wherever he is, you can get a miracle. Does anybody remember the woman that said within her own heart, she says, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She had no pattern, amen, to have drawn those conclusions from. She had nobody, amen, no mama, no daddy had told her about that. But there is something about Jesus that generates faith. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Crowder? I'm saying Jesus wasn't even going in her direction. He was turned away from her, headed, amen, to Jairus's house. But see, something says, this is my moment. Oh, praise the Lord. I cannot wait for anybody's approval. Hallelujah. I've heard about this man and I'm not missing the moment. I don't have time for an Amy Vanderbilt etiquette course. I'm not going to put my pinky up. I'm not going to dab and tab. I'm not going to be polite, because it's either do or die. Are you hearing me? It's either do or die. I want you to know the devil does not play fair. Life does not play fair. In a night like this, you need to come in this place, amen, pull your sleeves up, oh praise the Lord, decide in the name of Jesus, as many blessings are in this house, oh praise the Lord, call me crumb or crummy if you want to, but I'm not going to leave without what God has for me. Can you take some time and give God some praise? Come on, come on somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. Some people would do it when they get a slap on the back. Some people would do it if somebody would call their name. Some people would do it if they get some kind of encouragement. But I'm going to tell you, sir and ma'am, there's got to be something. We command something right now to rise up inside of you to say, oh, praise the Lord, I may not understand everything that's here, but I'm going to get what God has for me right now. Can you lift up your hands? Can you lift up your voice? Come on, she says, I'm not going to lose this mental battle. I am worthy. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, if he came into my neighborhood, that's all I need to know. Oh, praise the Lord, that God came from heaven to the earth. And if he saved any man, he can save you, sir. He can save you, ma'am. Woo, hallelujah. Come on, I know there's less of us here tonight, but we can praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand. Give him praise, somebody. Come on, in the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up both hands. You don't want it to slide out the other side. I can get my miracle. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. We can point to other examples. She started. Every start has to start with that first step. That first step starts. You got to gird up the loins of your mind. Oh, praise the Lord. I say you got to gird up the loins of your mind. In the name of Jesus, you got to decide. Amen. Amen. I'm going to make that step. In this lady's case, oh, hallelujah. This lady's case, it was her daughter. Her daughter didn't go to meet Jesus. Her daughter was bound by a devil. Amen. That's not even so far off as what you might think. Hallelujah. That means that her daughter, amen, wasn't acting right. Her attitude wasn't right. Amen. Seems like, amen, the local psychiatrist couldn't get a hold of it. Amen. Looked like, amen, there was some kind of sickness that was going on, but she knew, amen, that day there wasn't the doctor culture that we have now. Amen. Many things were, underrecognized, amen, for what they really were. She knew, amen, that the devil had, a demon, had attacked her daughter. Look, you need something bigger. Oh, praise the Lord. You need something stronger. Amen. You can't fight spiritual battles. Amen. With bombs and guns. Hallelujah. You got to get a hold of the spirit. Amen. There's Jesus is bigger than any demon, any devil, and you can be made stronger than the things that are coming against you. I'm going to tell you the name of Jesus. Sir, ma'am, young boy, girl, amen, we got to apply our minds, oh praise the Lord, to this, to get, amen, the sustenance that God has for us. Amen. She was reviled by the disciples. Amen. Religious people. She was ignored by Jesus. Amen. He spoke to her in her hearing. Amen. In the same sentence of calling as dogs. But I'm going to tell you, that's not where the story ends. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, your and my need is deep enough for us to put aside our pride, put aside our arrogance, put aside whatever excuse that society would give to you. Come on, friend of mine. Amen. To say, you know what? Hallelujah. I know, amen, that he's got the answer. She faced down the social order. I say she faced down the social order. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, there's something about your enemy. Amen. If he'll not use a person, he'll not use the culture. He'll just come and want to drop thoughts in your mind to steal any desire, because the word says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Without faith, God is illegal to answer your prayer. Oh, hallelujah. But with faith, all things are possible to him that believes. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that faith be loosed. I command that faith, amen, overcome that inferiority complex. I command that faith, amen, overcome that addiction in the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. This is just one story that is put in the Bible. Don't think for a moment that it's made up. Amen. These are actual accounts. I hesitate to call them stories. Amen. But they're actual accounts from actual real people that happen. Amen. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing come by reading. Amen. Faith come by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. What I'm saying, amen, just, amen, when you read it, amen, listen to it. Amen. Listen to what you're reading. Oh, praise God. And you'll hear a voice start to speaking to your spirit. Impressions will come to you that says, get up. Amen. Make a change. Don't wait for tomorrow. Now's your time. Oh, praise the Lord. He's close to your community. In the name of Jesus Christ. You can't put it on your 5-year plan. You've got to do it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. She proved that his promises. Amen. When I look at this situation, and I'm thankful, amen, for it being there. It can roll it across your mind. Because in Jesus' name, the amount of obstacles, we're not talking about a big bruiser of a man. We're talking about a lady. Amen. Maybe even a single woman. We don't see the dad coming. We see a woman coming. Amen. She, things were pushing against her. Amen. If there's ever a society, I mean, I give all respect to, amen, 2,000 years ago, but if there's ever a society where things are pushing up against people, in Jesus' name, I mean, push it against people, against their spirit, pushing them down. Amen. Today is that kind of a day. If it's not, amen, drugs, amen, it's alcohol. If it's not alcohol, it's pornography. Amen. It's not that, amen, it's just something, amen, that will push you down. I'm going to tell you, even those that are in the church, I'm going to tell you in the name of Jesus, we cannot settle, amen, with just crumbs. We can't just settle with, amen, the thing, amen. We just can't settle with just a little bit. We've got to, amen, read our Bible. We got to settle only for the Bible standard. Oh, praise the Lord. That's not only applies to holiness issues. Amen. Holiness applies all the way up the ladder. Oh, hallelujah. To loosing faith in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, it's not just one man or two man's responsibility. Oh, praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell tell you in Jesus' name, we're sent to disciple. We're sent to reach. We're sent to touch. Oh, praise the Lord. There's all kinds of things. Amen. This church has much potential in the name of Jesus Christ. And God is with us. And God is for us. Come on, somebody say that with me. God is with us. And God is for us. I'm going to tell you, and I don't say it often, but you need to hear it. I'm not the only one that, amen, in certain times and spots in your life, you feel like God is not for me. Some of you sitting here right now, and you got to choose to think yourself over it. Just like Paul before Herod Agrippa, amen, Bernice and he had to think himself happy. Oh, praise the Lord. He says, I'm going to get through this in Jesus' name. So in Jesus' name, there's nothing, amen, that's impossible to them that believe. Your first order of business is entering into the kingdom of God. That's where the benefits are. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There are people here, and you know you have done this. Amen. There are family members that would say, why do you go to that church? Hallelujah. Every time I go, they're talking about baptism in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody gets baptized. Hallelujah. Why are you going there? You know not everybody has to speak in tongues. Paul said so. Amen. And so you kind of waded your way through. You got it, and you found out. Listen to me now. Amen. That you can make anything up that you want to in this Bible if you wrongly divide the word of truth. Amen. If you don't know it yet, the church began in the book of Acts. When you got the book of Acts, that's the beginning of the New Testament. It does not start with the beginning of Matthew. If Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is in Old Testament. I'm sorry that King James and many Bible scholars have made that mistake. But, amen, in Galatians 4:4, amen, God sent forth his son, amen, made of a woman under the law. Oh, praise the Lord. So Jesus came to prepare for a generation to follow him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If you don't have that under your belt, you need to have that in your high school. You need to have that at the family reunion. Amen. That will hold you. Amen. When you, amen, see something about it that seems to be more religious. It's not about being religious, friend of mine. Oh, praise the Lord. You've got to look at the end game. Amen. God never departed from his disciples. Oh, praise the Lord. Even when they couldn't cast out devils and others could. Hallelujah. He didn't junk them for the sensational thing that was coming along. Oh, praise the Lord. He stuck with those that were teachable, that was allowed. Look, some of these things that takes a while to get it down in you. I think, oh, praise the Lord, we've had several first-time visitors in these meetings. James is one. Angel is another one. Oh, praise the Lord. It's a miracle that people come in with all the bondages that they have and for them to get the whole package in one meeting or in a couple of meetings. But you got to understand, that's the miracle. I say that's the miracle. You can't have your focus on everything else. You've got to have it on Jesus. And I loose right now a focus on eternal life, a focus of the joy and the peace and the freedom of the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God some praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give a little bit in a little bit of emphasis to this issue. sometimes, not just sometimes, particularly in the cultural religious realm, and even, amen, it can be mistaken by some of our statements, even in the house of God, as to how we get things from God. I'm going to tell you, God is good, amen, and he is all the time, but he's good his way. He's God, and he's not Santa Claus. Amen. I said he's God, not Santa Claus. He just doesn't give it to you just because you park yourself on the bench. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith, biblical faith, amen, has, it has a level to it. And I think that when you look at what I want you to look at is 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter and the 6th verse. Amen. The first chapter and the 6th verse. And I'm going to get to Acts 2:38, but this is David. And David has been at Ziklag. He and his men arrived back at Ziklag, and the Amalekites had stolen everything. Man, woman, child, wives, children. Everything was left. Amen. What was gone when they got back. It was so horrible that the men, and there was 400. Amen. That men that wanted to, they were so distraught. I mean, this is about your family now. They loved David. He was their leader, but you know, when your babies are gone, your wives are gone, all of your belongings are gone. You got 400 men, different personalities. Amen. And they were turning on him and even talking about stoning him. Now, verse 6 says this, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Now I want to point out here a couple things. Amen. It was the Lord his God. It wasn't their God. It was his God. Amen. Jesus has got to be personal for you. I don't care where you are in this, in Jesus' name. If you're outside of the kingdom or you're inside of the kingdom, to get things done in Jesus, you've got to get personal. I say, God has got to be personal to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that people would pray for me. I'm glad that they would pray for you. But sometimes you got to open your mouth and give your own lungs to the issue. Your own tongue to the issue. You do that, he's promised that mountains will move. Oh, praise the Lord. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, what it would appear because of the society that we live in is that he encouraged himself and the Lord answers. It's not quite that way. Amen. I refer you to an article, amen, to give you a little bit more insight on that. It's called The Secret of Courage. It's by Alexander McLaurin. He's a commentator. But that particular article is just, amen, I kind of roll it over my mind every once in a while. I've got it on my phone. Because it says, amen, in the Hebrew, they look at it different. Hallelujah. And really, when you compare the way the things are. Anybody ever seen somebody, amen, that needed the Holy Ghost? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But you know what? Some people get it like that. But I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, you want something from God. If you can get this principle inside of you, I can tell you there's nothing that God will withhold from you. Oh, praise the Lord. And it works like this. Hallelujah. Amen. As you are pushing toward the Lord, at the same time, God is pushing towards you. When you stop, now, I'll put a little disclaimer in there. I don't know if that's altogether true, all 100%. I think there's 1%, amen, that where this doesn't apply. But I can see it at 99%. Because, amen, just looking back over personal experiences, and that's not, amen, the standard of everything, but you've got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You've got to see how this thing works. But what it means is that as you're pushing, he's pushing. When you stop, he stops. That's why in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, there's no place for sitting back, amen, on the lawn chair, amen, and making it to heaven. It's all the way. Oh, praise the Lord. I won't say, amen, there's not vacation spots. I'll just say your rest is in the Lord. But in the name of Jesus, this is how he was described. How the Hebrews looked at it. So in the name of Jesus, what David had to make up in his mind, he couldn't look at his men. He had to look at how he knew that God had brought him through before. Hallelujah. He was not going to give himself over to inferiority. He was not going to give himself over to laziness, nor even the fear of death. Oh, praise the Lord. This is my God. He saved me from Goliath. He gave this power to my nephews, and they brought down their own giants. And now I'm faced with something. Oh, praise the Lord. Why is this important? Because, friend of mine, you can get into a place in this that you, amen, decide, amen, the big battles are gone. No, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All the way, there's going to be a challenge. Amen. Amen. To step up to the things of God. Because the place that we're going to is a place that will never end. Oh, praise the Lord. You'll never get a bill. Oh, praise the Lord. You'll never get, amen, even a mosquito there. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody, are you excited about heaven, or are you excited about that 3,000 square feet that you own? Oh, hallelujah. That ought to give hope to every man that's sleeping under a bridge. That ought to give hope to every woman, amen, that's been disparaged by society. That if anybody can, I know I can push. I know I can lift up my hands. You know what this is saying? As long as you got your hands lifted, as long as you got your mouth open, that God is right there. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let everything have breath. Amen. That's why we got to pray always. Come on, somebody. Don't stop the praise just because the music stops. Don't stop the praise just because you're out of the building. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. You got to apply the principle, teenager. You got to apply the principle, children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, where are the praises? Woo! Woo! Come on, when you get tired, when you get weary, When you got down, you got to encourage yourself. Hey, if I can just get my hands up, there's an angel with me. If I can just dance, there's an angel dancing with me. Don't be shocked that the devil puts somebody in your life that will keep you from coming from going up. Good societal reasons for not doing what you need to do. But we're not after society. This is not heaven. This is not the end game. Are you listening to me? Oh, praise the Lord. There are people, friend of mine, you can get this in, you know, a junkyard bulldog. I like junkyard bulldogs. Oh, praise the Lord. You know why? Because, see, there's a place where they got the way that the jaw hinges. Once they lock in, they can't hardly let loose. Oh, praise the Lord. If there's anything that we need not to let loose, oh, hallelujah. Amen. You need to make up your mind in the name of Jesus. Amen. Maybe I've got a rap sheet. Oh, praise the Lord. Maybe I've got, amen, a drug deal. Amen. Maybe I've got a drug history. Or maybe I've got depression that's been in my past. But if Jesus is who he says it is, I am not going to be sissified about it. I'm going to go after it. Oh, praise the Lord. Because listen to me, sir. Listen to me, ma'am. There are miracles in your hands, but they won't come out unless you push them out. Oh, praise the Lord. You got to tell them to come out, but they will come out. So their third night have made this statement. See, God is not a respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of faith. Oh, woman, how great is thy faith. See, what if, hallelujah, would have called somebody to go down to Washington, D.C. and file an equal opportunity suit against Jesus? Maybe it was a setup to see what was in this woman. Or maybe he saw what was in this woman and he was given it an opportunity. An opportunity to push out. Oh, praise the Lord. Here a Gentile getting her own miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. My God, you talking about a mama. I don't care if she came there tired, weary, sweating in that Israeli sun. Hallelujah. She's running home and just hear her daughter said, Mama, come on in here. I'm hungry. She wasn't remembering those hard-headed disciples. She wasn't remembering the silent. She says, oh, Lord, I got a miracle. Come on, is anybody here like that? Do you really want a miracle in your family? Do you really want a miracle in your body? Do you really want a miracle in the name of Jesus? I'm telling you, he'll give it. You are in a big boy religion. And what you get, you got to fight for it. There is a place, only God knows where that is, where you break through a certain, and man, an avalanche comes. It's like, okay, Jesus says, okay, back up the truck. Look at your neighbor and say, Cornelius. Somebody say, Cornelius. Look at your neighbor. Make sure they hear it. Amen. Let's try this again. Say, are you him? Listen to what this man was. You hear me? This man was a Roman centurion. He was a supervisor over killers. Not just one. But 100 of them. But sometimes, but that was his job, but that was not his heart. Now, Roman soldiers had to be tough guys. But somehow, in the name of Jesus, he understood he had to be kind to the poor. And every day, see, you're not going to be a soldier, amen, if you don't clean your M16 carbine. You got to clean it every day. You got to sharpen that sword every day. Oh, praise the Lord. And this man isn't a saint. He's not even apostolic. He's not even a Jew. My God. Hallelujah. But somehow, when every man, woman, child, come on, I don't care how old you are. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 6 years old, 4 years old, 3 years old. You need to start early. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you the name of Jesus Christ. You can get a hold of this. You can start building. Oh, hallelujah. A walk with God. Woo! In the name of Jesus, you can get ahead of the game. Somehow you understand, amen. When I push, he's pushing with me. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ever heard give and it shall be given unto you? Hallelujah. Amen. So you praise God. Well, now I earned my position of not praising God. Really? Give and it shall be given to you. Amen. I give. Amen. You mean I earned my position not to give no more. Sometimes, amen, situations will come to you that you got to put the push in. Now, this is what I want to say to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mark it down in your Bible. This is an example of somebody. Not just one, but two and three. Amen. Lesser people, lesser character people would have been pushed back, pushed down, sucked their thumb and went home. Amen. But not this woman. She was a nameless. She could have lost her mind. Amen. Because of the attack of the enemy. There are people that have lost their mind because of the attack of the devil. I want you to know every saint, amen. You need to go back and learn, amen, the job description. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the first thing he said. They shall cast out devils. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the part, amen, of ministry that's been laid aside, amen, largely. But I want to tell you the name of Jesus. In this nation of depression and despair. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God can bring you above what you think your pay grade is. Oh, hallelujah, God. Faith is generated not by you. Amen. Amen. When you read that word, amen, God is with you. Oh, praise the Lord. When you hear that scripture, amen. When you, amen, apply it and say in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I know, amen, where I'm coming from. Oh, praise the Lord. I still remember Bev, amen. Amen. I had a short-lived nursing home ministry until they decided they didn't want all that singing and all that. It wasn't even heavy, man. I mean, it was Amazing Grace, but you know, my old rusty voice and they kind of, people in wheelchairs kind of joining on with me and lasted long enough for Bev, 91 years old, to get the Holy Ghost.
All right, amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I love, amen. Amen. Don't let anything intimidate you. Listen to me. In Jesus' name, there's a lot of things. Amen. If you're here without you've never been in the kingdom of God, or you're in the church of the living God, obviously, you know this is not a Catholicostal church. Oh, praise the Lord. We left the robes in the back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no crucifix here. We talk about the cross. Amen. You don't need a crucifix. You need Jesus on the inside.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. You got to understand when we come to this here, amen, this gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That that there was push to it. I still remember being in Dane County Jail, and amen, a little section, amen, about as big as about four of these pews, and 50 men kind of stuck in there, amen, years ago. My mama said, son, weren't you afraid to go into that place? And I'm not trying to be the hero here, but I tell you what, amen, when you, amen, know that Jesus is going in with you, oh, praise the Lord, and big old grown men come in, amen, acting haughty and big time and all that, how to happen to big, hard to act like that, amen, with orange on, or stripes on, but amen, some men happen to do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. But big old crocodile tears come down because see what's inside of you. Every one of you that have the Holy Ghost that's in the kingdom of God, you are a carrier of the Holy Ghost. You are a carrier of the mighty God. Don't ever forget that you are a carrier, but it takes faith to push it out. Oh, praise the Lord. And you got a world, hallelujah, that's waiting for you. And he says, if you seek my face, if you pray, I will heal your land. Oh, praise the Lord. Can you imagine, amen, God swooping on your job and all the everything, amen, that's got a cancer goes, everything that's got diabetes disappears. Oh, praise the Lord. It's how much you want to pay for the cost. Lift your hands, clap your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, close your eyes and make it real personal. Come on, right now, in the name of the Lord. His spirit is on you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, what, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. When I read that, that can look real sterile. But you got to understand, that's in the city that murdered their Savior. Amen. And those people weren't far from them because we weren't, amen, we were in the upper, they were in the upper room and they spilled out onto the streets. So they're very near to the temple. Oh, praise the Lord. But they said, amen, they looked to the left and the right. They said, what do we do? Because conviction was in the house. In the name of Jesus. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. First time that phrase was ever uttered, it was not preached. It was just pulled out of the man because of the hunger and the thirst of the people that were around him. Hallelujah. And he says, the promises unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. So we started off with 120. Amen. Having guided at the first, the beginning at the chapter of, amen, the book of Acts, second book of Acts. Amen. Here it was, 3,000 were saved. Oh, praise God. 3,000, amen, were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe, amen. Amen. I know it doesn't say it right there, but I know that they were filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Can you stand to your feet in Jesus' name? Hallelujah, God. Sisters, come on to the keyboard in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Repent. Repent. Amen. Really kind of gives, amen. You got to decide who is the master in the name of Jesus of your life. There's help for everybody in this room right now, in the name of the Lord. If you need healing in your body, amen, make up your mind, I'm going to get it. In Jesus' name, you need the Holy Ghost, amen, make up your mind, today is your day. Praise the Lord. Never been baptized in Jesus' name, amen. To the command, amen, is to be baptized after you repent. And amen, you can, the blood of Jesus will wash away all your sins. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Every barrier can be broken in the name of Jesus. Can you lift your hands up right now in the name of the Lord God? Hallelujah. God, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, you may not see it now, but you do have a purpose. God has a plan for you. Has a plan far beyond what you see and understand right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All you need is a self-will. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm asking that every child that doesn't have the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, today's your day in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Amen. God's in this room in the name of Jesus. Come on, what do you want from God? Amen. Why don't you just step out and you, amen, lift up your hands. Amen. Come on up here by, amen, this pulpit and lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Every one of us has made this kind of a trip many, many, many times in Jesus' name. And God is met us here at the altar in the name of Jesus Christ. He's here right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, why don't you take somebody by the hand and say, come on, we're going to pray in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, today's your time. Hallelujah, God. We're in a generation, amen, that's getting wearier in the name of Jesus Christ. But you got to understand the lights will never go out in heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. The river will never stop flowing. Amen. In heaven. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Just going to ask you one last thing. Sometimes, amen, I kind of look for words, amen, that can make it shine for us. But let me just ask you this. And I, amen, if somehow that, you've been for 2 weeks, amen, you just eat... If I could offer you just breadcrumbs and water, amen. But after that 2 weeks, amen, I tell you that you could go and get any kind of food anywhere that you wanted to. It wouldn't cost you anything. How many would, and. Let's say if I said, you know what, if you sleep, amen, on the street for 2 weeks, amen, just for 2 weeks. But at the end of that 2 weeks, amen, we'll build you 2 or 3 mansions anywhere in the world that you want, and it's yours. Or, amen, if you just... you'll just have to walk everywhere you go for a couple of weeks. But after that couple of weeks, we'll buy the kind of car that you want, and it's yours, and the gasoline is free.
All right. Good deal.
Okay. 3 choices. I'm not separating them. I'm giving you 3 choices. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody close your eyes. I want no intimidation here. How many of you would take that deal? Hallelujah. Amen. Raise your hand if that's you. Okay. All you have to do, amen, you eat the breadcrumbs and water for 2 weeks. Amen. You sleep, you're kind of uncomfortable, amen, and you sleep for 2 weeks. Amen. And you have to walk everywhere you go for 2 weeks. But after that, amen, you get whatever mansions that you have around the world, and you get a car, amen, no gasoline cost, and you can have whatever food that you want, amen, go to whatever place to get it, amen, that you want, and the bill's paid. All right? Now that you understand that, repeat it 2nd time. How many would take that?
Sure. Yeah.
You would. You'd take that. Lift up your hands.
Good deal.
Hallelujah. Now, literally, amen, first of all, you've got to, when Jesus died, his deal is better.
Yes, it is. Amen.
I said his deal is better.
Way better. Yeah.
Now, you know, but yet you have a world, amen, that many of them will not accept it.
Right.
But I'm saying right now, in Jesus' name, it may be a poor kind of image that are painted in your mind. But in Jesus' name, Jesus says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are far off. So in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That's entering into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Anybody want to make their calling and election sure? Hallelujah. Would you lift up your hands in the name of the Lord? Would you make your approach to God in the name of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah, God. He's not making up something, amen, to create an image in your mind. But I'm talking about something that's real right now. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Can you, amen, just lift up your voice in the name of Jesus? Can you mean it from your heart and say, God, I'm surrendering everything that's not like you. I'm surrendering everything that's sin. I'm surrendering everything, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you're not pleased with. Hallelujah, God. Come on, people. Amen. We're talking about heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. I don't know where that woman was after that story was over. But I can tell you what. In the name of Jesus, we can learn something from her attitude, her spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, reach over, amen. Maybe, amen, pray for somebody in the name of the Lord God. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Whether your daughter or son, hallelujah, husband or wife, whatever you need right now, if you begin to reach out to God, hallelujah, just mean it from your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, you've got to surrender. Lord God, I surrender right now. I give myself right now. You know what I am? I surrender every, oh God, evil thing that I've ever done. I surrender, oh God, bitterness and anger. I surrender, oh God, every addiction. I surrender, oh God, every thought, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. God, give us a vision of the hope that we have in Christ. Give us a vision of it. Give us an understanding of it. Help us to want it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, daughter, do you want it in the name of the Lord God? Wherever you are in this place, I promise you there are things that are pulling on your spirit that says, not today. This is not the time. It's not really real. It's just, amen, illusion. It's just smoke screen. But I can promise you that God is invisible, but that doesn't mean he's intangible. He's real. Oh, praise the Lord. Heaven's real. Hell's real. You don't want to go there. Come on, reach up to God. Try. Lift up your hands. I know there are things that have pushed you down. I know there are things that have pushed you back. But lift up your head. Talk to God. Come to him. Come on, in the name of the Lord. I don't know where you are right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit is here. He's working. He's moving. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's victory in the house.